Editor. Re. Bylaw 580 and short-term rentals, where did the resolution go? This is a follow-up to my letter on this topic in the September 2 edition of the Coast Reporter. The public hearing for Sechelt's new zoning bylaw 580 is behind us, and the public was informed that Sechelt Council considered proposed bylaw aspects relating to short-term rentals to be regulatory in nature and not a change in land use and density. Despite a council resolution to have them introduced at second reading and therefore subject to a public hearing process, they are to be introduced at third reading for approval. This is a questionable, unconventional interpretation of the Local Government Act, which allows for the alteration of the content of a zoning bylaw after a public hearing, without a second public hearing, if those changes do not constitute a change in land use or density. Such alterations would normally stem from public comment on the content of the bylaw being considered at the public hearing, not constitute completely new regulations that were never part of any bylaw readings. Why were the changes not introduced at second reading? Council must have known what a significant issue this has been in the community. Did not one of them check their agenda package for the July 20th council meeting to ensure that the changes recommended at the June 15th meeting formed part of the bylaw at second reading? Judy Skogstad, West Sechelt.